Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday, just kidding, 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, I do. 5 minutes ago yesterday.
Yes.
We did our last episode,
yeah.
Which was Ezra chapter 4?
Sure as fuck was.
Yeah. And they were rebuilding Jerusalem, and then their neighbors were like, yo, we'll help you with that. And then they didn't want them to help. And then they were like, wait, no, we're going to tattle on you, actually. And then they tattled on them. And then the king of Persia was like, hey, fuckers, stop.
Yeah.
And so they stopped. Yeah. And then God didn't do anything about it.
God did nothing. God was very absent from that chapter.
Yeah, he was.
He could have stepped in, but he didn't.
He didn't.
Even though his people were like, building a land, building
They were
a
so excited about it. They were weeping
building.
And everything.
Yeah.
And then God didn't even help them continue building that. They're just like, nope, done.
Yeah.
Persia said no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
King of Persia said, get the fuck out of here with that.
Right.
Y'all need to stop for a minute. Hang on.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of stopping for a minute, we got to stop for a minute and thank somebody again.
Again?
Yeah. So we have another patron.
No way.
Yeah. So his name's Damon L.
Damon L?
Yeah. And he's our newest patron. And,
oh, thank you, Damon L.
I gotta tell you, I actually know this person.
I know.
So it's kind of caught me off guard. I was like, oh, hey. I had to text him like, hey, was this you? Because the name showed up as a different name. And I was like,
wait a minute.
But that email address, that looks like a right
like,
email
I
address.
I know that person.
I think I might know that person. Yeah. So, Damon, thank you so much. It really made my day when I saw that come through. So, I also know that he does not necessarily agree with our stance on things, but he is willing to listen and he has been listening. So,
oh, wow.
I really appreciate that. And I had a talk with him actually and said, you know, I think that the trouble is that when you stop talking about things, that's when you get to be into a dangerous situation as far as what you're able to conceive as the truth and not the truth and things like that. So we had a great conversation about it. That's all.
That's really interesting.
So again, thank you, Damon.
Damon, you're too legit to quit.
I'm going to put a smiley face in the notes just for you, Damon.
Aw.
That's an inside
thing. That's an inside thing? Yeah. Okay.
All right. So anyway, that was that. And then today we're going to be getting into... So we did Ezra chapter 4 yesterday.
Yeah.
Today we're getting into...
Ezra chapter 5. What is wrong with you? You are so off your
game.
I'm
still sick.
I know.
Whatever.
God.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, Ezra chapter 5.
Okay.
Now, Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet.
Yeah.
A descendant of Iddo. You know, Iddo.
Yeah.
Right. Prophesied to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them.
Mm-hmm.
He prophesied.
That's what prophets generally do, I think, right?
The prophecies prophesize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Jozadak, set to work to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with them, supporting them.
This was after a couple of kings, because they said that it stopped.
Yeah.
And then it didn't restart until that other king was in power or whatever.
Yeah.
From last chapter.
Yeah. So, let me see what that king's name was.
Yeah. I
Damon or Darius.
Darius.
It was
okay.
Darius. The right. Second year of Darius, they were like, we're going to start building again.
Right. Well, they kind of left it hanging on the beginning of this chapter. So I was like, well, that didn't just happen right after they stopped building before.
Right.
Because, no, they put an end to that at that point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. At that time, Tatanai. Tatanai, governor of Trans-Euphrates and Shethar-Bozenai and their associates.
I think they need to get... That sounds like a fucking company name.
I know, it really does. Trans-Euphrates. That's like a gas company, right? Like, it's a cruise line or
it
something.
Really does, yeah.
Jesus.
It does sound, yeah.
Okay, so those guys and their associates went to them and asked, who authorized you to rebuild this temple and to finish it? They were like, excuse you? What the fuck do you think y'all are doing? They also asked, what are the names of those who are constructing this building? Oh,
they're taking names.
They're like, shit. I have a clipboard and I want names right fucking now.
Right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm Karen and I want to speak to the manager. But the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews.
Of course. But now he was.
Now
not
he
before.
Was. Not last but, chapter, you know, but this
right,
chapter
this chapter is.
Is
good.
And they were not stopped until a report could go to Darius and his written reply be received. So they were just like, I'm ignoring your clipboard and I'm going to keep building.
Right.
Thanks, bye.
Right.
This is a copy of the letter that Tatanai.
Man, they got a lot of copies of letters.
Mm-hmm. Governor of Trans-Euphrates and Shethar-Bozenai and their associates, the officials of Trans-Euphrates, sent to King Darius. Okay, so they sent this letter to King Darius and they were like, my name is Karen. I want to speak to the manager. Dear manager, these fucks, can you even?
So Tatanai is what Karen was back in biblical times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. The report they sent him read as follows. Okay?
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
To King Darius, cordial greetings. The king should know that we went to the district of Judah to the temple of the great God. The people are building it with large stones and placing the timbers in the walls. Hello. The work is being carried on with diligence and is making rapid progress under their direction. We questioned the elders and asked them who authorized you to rebuild this temple and to finish it. We also asked them their names so that we could write down the names of their leaders for your information.
Yeah, just for your information.
This is the answer they gave us. Those fuckers. I mean, are you even ready for this? King. We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and we are rebuilding the temple that was built many years ago, one that a great king of Israel built and finished. But because our ancestors angered the God of heaven, he gave them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the Chaldean king of Babylon, who destroyed this temple and deported the people to Babylon.
However, which was also God's will. Just saying.
Yep. However, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Babylon, King Cyrus issued a decree to rebuild this house of God. He even removed from the temple of Babylon the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem and brought to the temple in Babylon. Then King Cyrus gave them to a man named Sheshbazzar, whom he had appointed governor, and he told him, take these articles and go and deposit them in the temple in Jerusalem and rebuild the house of God on its site.
Yeah.
End quote. So continuing with the letter now. So this Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundations of the house of God in Jerusalem. From that day to the present, it has been under construction, but is not yet finished. Now, if it pleases the king, let a search be made in the royal archives of Babylon to see if King Cyrus did, in fact, issue a decree to rebuild this house of God in Jerusalem. Then let the king send us his decision in this matter. The end.
And then, okay. And like, then we'll be happy to enforce it because we don't like those fuckers.
Yeah,
right?
Like, they are tattletales to the max. Like, they are, oh my God. I used to know this person that would walk around their neighborhood and they would literally whip out a ruler and measure people's fucking grass to make sure that it was under the prescribed length it was meant to be. And if it was over that length, then she would call and report them to the board of the neighborhood.
That is just ridiculous.
Yeah. And, like, somebody was building, like, a playground thing, like one of those little playgrounds that you put for your kids.
Right.
But she, like, read all into the notes and was like, it's not supposed to be in the front yard unless it could be so many feet from the sidewalk. God. And so many feet from the house, and their yard's not big enough for
that. I ain't got time for rules like that shit.
She was so fucking uppity. She would do this kind of shit, and she would tattle on them, and she made people pay fees because of it, like, who the fuck? Like, mind your own beeswax.
Right.
We've got time for that. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Cool. That's what these people are. These people are that lady.
We should find all the Karens of the Bible. And, like, you know, we could have, like, a story about all the Karens of the Bible.
These folks are Karen to the max.
Yeah.
They're like, I would like to speak to the manager. Here is a list of names of the people that were fucking up. That it doesn't really impact us, but we just wanted you to know.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you would like something to be done about it, I will totally take care of that for you because I just happen to hate them.
Yeah.
Is all.
Right.
Like, show your ass there, you know?
Yep. So that was pretty much it for this chapter, which was Ezra chapter 5.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow, which will actually be tomorrow at this point because we're not catching up from being sick.
Yeah.
We'll be back with...
Tomorrow is Saturday. Oh, so shit. It'll be... Saturday Q&A, which I sing it backwards. It's actually Q&A Saturday, but I'm sick. Fixed that, so
it doesn't matter really.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, we'll be doing a Patreon episode this week,
which I don't have a jingle for yet.
Yeah, no jingle for that.
I'm taking suggestions. If you guys have ideas for a jingle, hit me up.
If there's a jingle artist out there, write us a jingle, you know? And then, we'll be doing obviously the weekly replay on Sunday as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back on Monday with
Ezra chapter 6.
All right. Well, we will see you guys then and, have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Hey wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.